From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends to come and tell us what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is James Rosell. Welcome, James.
Hi.
So what do you do at the U of A?
I study biochemistry and a double major in molecular and cellular biology, two things that I really love, and a minor in mathematics because math is cool. And then as far as research goes, I work in Dr. Mark Beilstein's lab, and their lab focuses on plant genomics and phylogenetics. We work with Arabidopsis thaliana a lot, which is a really famous model organism. One of the things that we're interested in understanding is something called link RNAs, long non-coding RNA. As it turns out, there's a lot of interwoven things going on biochemically in your body and every living organism. Some of them are more studied than others. As it turns out, link RNAs, they've been shown to have a lot of potential functions and a lot of different ways that they can interact with other things that are going on in organisms. So we're trying to better understand the mechanisms that they operate by, and especially the conditions that they perform these functions under. Levels of stress, different types of environmental factors, developmental factors, things like that.
Arabidopsis thaliana is no stranger to being studied.
Absolutely not, no. It's been around for a very long time in research labs.
It's kind of the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guinea pig of plants, if you will. I would describe the plant itself as the stage. You know, you have people coming into the stage, walking out of the stage, yelling at the stage, whatever they're doing. And those would be all the chemicals that are floating around inside cells, all the different proteins that interact with each other, things like that. So link RNA, you could compare it to something like a stage manager or some sort of regulatory role that's kind of helping to direct traffic.
You're studying this because
every industry needs science to keep it moving forward. And a lot of science is built on foundational knowledge. And so even if you can't think of an immediate application to something like link RNA, it's very possible that someone will look at it one day and then think, oh, this applies to my research, and they'll build something new out of it. And we're already seeing that with link RNAs because they're continuing to grow in research. And this has happened with all sorts of fields. You know, we didn't know what DNA once was, and now we do. And we have endless fields that specialize in understanding it and using it for good things.
James, mm-hmm. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Fingers crossed, I'll go to medical school and, you know, hopefully become a practicing physician someday and maybe even continue research. It's all down the road. I'll hopefully apply at the end of this semester, and then I'll have a gap year to do research somewhere or find some sort of clinical volunteering job or this or that. Or I might just bum around and play piano. I don't know.
Yeah. You're just going to go where the wind takes you for a little while before you jump back into doctor school.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's awesome. Do you ever listen to music?
I listen to music very often. Yeah.
You play the piano, James?
So I actually started playing when I was 7 or 8. Since then, I've been playing and I performed on stages, did a few adjudications, and then college hit and I didn't really have as much time for it, but I kind of play every now and then. Usually if I'm stressed, I'll hit the keys.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Honestly, it really varies. Classical, I started to get into jazz a lot in high school, probably like Britpop and indie rock. Atlas is a good band. I'd say The Church is a good one.
Thanks, James, for being on Thesis Thursday today. It was really nice talking with you.
Yeah, it was an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.